Ви з SBS українською. Знайдіть більше чудових історій на sbs.com.au/ukrainian.
Доброго дня, шановні радіослухачі! Сьогодні ми розмовляємо з письменницею Ліндою Гох, яка поставила собі амбітне завдання – ввести українську культуру в австралійський літературний пейзаж. Доброго дня, Лінда!
Доброго дня! Good morning!
Could you tell a little bit about yourself, please?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. To the listeners of this program, my name will be new. I was born and raised in Canada. My name is Linda Melnichuk before I was married to an Australian about 20 years ago. In Canada, I was born in Edmonton and I was raised in a very strong diaspora, Ukrainian Canadian community. Most of our community came from Western Ukraine, from particularly southern Galicia. And many, many, many of our families came in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. So that really tight community exposed me to Ukrainian culture, but also really exposed me to Ukrainian literature. While I was not a great learner of the language, I was a reader of as much Ukrainian literature as I could find in translation. I'm now currently a practicing lawyer, but I also have always had a deep love and respect for literature. And in 2022, I published my first novel called The Scarlet Cross, which is a mystery, and I'm working on a second novel. With the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia, many, many of us in the diaspora obviously felt traumatized, not only because of the horror of that invasion, but also because of the sense that history was repeating itself. As a writer, I really believe in the power of words, and I believe that Ukrainians do as well. And that can be seen through their love of poetry and their love of literature. And the power of that was also recognized by Russia over centuries. Ukrainians, unfortunately, know very well that their culture and their heritage, their songs, their language, and their literature is always subject to attack and has been throughout history.
So, Linda, what is the idea behind the multimedia performance that you called Heartlands?
The purpose of Heartlands is to showcase the power of words, the power of song, and the power of music. It's about showcasing to an Australian audience the literary aspects of Ukrainian culture that Russia has very often denied and still does to this day. It's an event that is really about entertainment and about fun, but it's also got real meaning for those individuals who know Ukrainian culture, but also for those who are curious. We're going to be featuring a very wide range of poetry from 17th century Cossack poetry all the way to contemporary war poetry. We're going to be showcasing the diversity of Ukrainian culture, including Yiddish poetry and Crimean Tatar poetry. And the event is structured as a celebration. We're structuring it to give people a chance to have breaks, to socialize, to try unique Ukrainian food, to have a drink, and to really just enjoy their friends in a cultural evening that will also educate them about the diversity and the variety of Ukrainian culture.
Linda, big part of the event is about poetry. Why? Why poetry?
The importance of poetry runs very, very deep in Ukrainian culture. In many ways, and Oksana Zabushko, who's a very, very well-known Ukrainian writer, has said this better than I could. She says, poetry is the only genre of literature that can survive and flourish under any political circumstance. Of all literature, poetry is the least dependent on social conditions. It can be written on a cattle train, in a trench, at a work camp. And this has been proven time and time again by some of the greatest Ukrainian poets. Taras Shevchenko wrote some of his best poetry while in exile. Vasil Stus was the same. He wrote some of his most powerful poetry from a cell block. You can even see examples of this, of the power of poetry to evade tyranny in the Soviet Gulag, where you have Ukrainian women prisoners composing poetry in their minds without paper or pen, so they can whisper these poems as gifts into the ears of their friends for their birthdays or their anniversaries. Writing poetry, these women mentally restored their severed connections from their families and their friends and manifested their own internal freedoms. So poetry is a very powerful way to express oneself in one's own native language in a way that prose can't. Prose quite often requires a civil society. It requires a book market and publishers and distribution and reviews. It requires a readership that has the peace and the time to read, whereas poetry is compressed, it's condensed, it's succinct. This is very, very important for cultures that have been suppressed and repressed. The other important thing about poetry that I think is quite important for the Ukrainian language is that because the Ukrainian language has a very flexible word order and is very melodic, it really lends itself to poetry. It's a synthetic language that is very adaptable and very, you know, uniquely adapted to poetry.
You call this event Heartlands. What does it mean for you?
The word Heartlands is really evocative to me. There are many, many ways that people connect to Ukraine. You can be born there. You can have family members who live there. You can have one, two, or all of your ancestors from there. I do believe that in the diaspora in particular, we have a very, very deep connection to Ukraine because that's where our heritage is, but it's so deeply interwoven into our current contemporary lives in the way that we identify ourselves and also in the way that we express our holidays, in the way that we, you know, give our gifts and sing our songs. But Heartlands is also the reason why it's called that is because of the geography of Ukraine. Ukraine really is at the heart of Europe. It has always been in the center of east-west axis and a north-south axis. And it really is the crossroads of cultures, both ethnic cultures, religious cultures, political cultures. And so the term Heartlands really expresses that. It also, to me, really expresses the richness of Ukraine. Ukraine has always been geographically rich. It's endowed with some of the most fertile black soil on this earth. And that's why it's a breadbasket to the world. And that fertility, that energy, I think, really comes through in the artistic and cultural production of Ukraine. So I think Heartlands, for all of those reasons, is a really fitting title for this event.
Where the money is going to, because the tickets are quite expensive.
They are. It's a smaller, more intimate theater. And so the tickets are $125. That's the sort of opening price, the early bird price. They will go up slightly after the 1st of November. The money is going to the Defend Ukraine appeal. And we made a very conscious decision about supporting that fundraising.
The Defend Ukraine appeal is an Australian registered charity fund run by Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organizations.
And so that's where all of the money is going. 100% of the proceeds of your ticket, 100% goes to the Defend Ukraine appeal.
And where will be this event and when?
The event is going to be right in the center of Sydney or close to it. So you could say that it's happening in the heart of the city as well. It's happening at the National Art School in a very unique venue called the Cell Block Theatre. This theatre was an old women's jail that has been converted into a performance space. It has got a world-class lighting and sound system, and we're going to be taking advantage of that to the maximum for this event. It's set in a beautiful compound, which is used as inspiration for all of the art students that go to the National Art School. So the Cell Block Theatre is located in Darlinghurst, just off Oxford Street. The address is 156 Forbes Street. And all of our information is available on Facebook, on Instagram, Tickets are available through all of those channels as well. So yeah, it's the 21st of November, Cell Block Theatre, Darlinghurst, and the doors will open at 6 p.m. The show will start at 7 p.m. sharp, and we really, really are excited to see as many of you there as can come.
Thank you, Linda, and thank you for your initiative, and good luck with that.
Thank you so much. Дуже дякую, Тетяна.
Сіднею для радіо СБС Тетяна Колтуненко.
Хочете почути більше подібних історій? Слухайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify або будь-якому іншому місці.